Hi, I'm Chrissy.
And I'm Ben, and we're the Shires.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Well, they'll say it's way too cold for cut-off jeans. And they won't be drinking moonshine, the GNC.
I'm backstage at the Anvil in Basingstoke, and I'm with Ben and Chrissy the Shires. How are you doing?
Hello, we're very good, thank you.
Very good, thank you. Yeah, great.
And I've just presented you with your award that you couldn't do because you were in Australia, but you sent us a lovely little video.
Yes, we filmed that when we were out doing some promo out in Australia, and I think you guys were, yeah, we were still in Australia when the awards were happening.
So thank you so much, that's an achievement award, we can't believe it.
No, it's great because you've done so much for British country music. I mean, you've really put it on the map. I know a few others are doing it as well, but you were the first, and you got the first big American record deal.
Yes. Yeah, a big machine. And yeah, we went and saw, so we were in Australia, and the week after we went and saw Scott Borchetta, and you know, he has this wall in the Big Machine offices, and he has all the acts on there, like Florida Georgia Line, obviously Taylor Swift, Tim McGraw, Maddie and Tay, all these people. And then just below Jennifer Nettles, there was a space. And he said, that space is where I'm going to put the Shires. And we were just like, wow. And it really hit home how far we've kind of come and how far British country music has come, you know, that we are in that position now. It's absolutely amazing.
And it's not that long, is it, really? It's only, what, 3 years?
I think it's nearly four, isn't it? It's not long at all. Yeah, not long at all.
Something like that.
Isn't yeah.
It? Yeah.
And you've got this other amazing story where you met on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met on Facebook. Ben put out this post saying that there must be a female country singer around London that will sing these songs with me. And it was his kind of last plea, weren't it? You just fed up of writing for, you know, not finding the right places for his songs to fit. And the moment that we met, we were just like straight away like, this is amazing, you know, felt like the only two people that loved country music in the UK at that point. And, you know, to find so many more people now just really loving the genre, it's just brilliant. It really is.
Well, we've just done 10 shows of country sessions, and we've got British singer-songwriters, and we've had That's 20 acts. Wow. And I still haven't touched your Rain Towns and your Gary Quinns and those people.
That's great. Wow. And it shows just how far it's come. I mean, that's really exciting, you know. And I think, you know, what we did with the first record and this record, and also what the girls Will Thomas have done, you know, with this record going number one, it just shows people that it can be done. You know, and that's really exciting that all these young artists are coming through now, and new artists are coming through and thinking, well, if those guys did it, then we can do it. And I think that's just really, really exciting.
What turned you on to country music in the first place?
Just great songs. Just the truth, you know, that three chords and the truth. There's a few more chords than three now, I think. But it's that thing. And that's what, when we sat down together when we first met each other, we kind of said, you know, what is country for you? And you know, a lot of people think it's the Rhinestones, Cowboys, etc. But for us, we sat down and we said it's just being honest and storytelling and the truth. And that's what we went for with our first record, especially Nashville Grey Skies. You know, that was just our dream of building our own Nashville, and hadn't even been to Nashville at the time. And, you know, with this record as well, we just stuck true to what we were experiencing and going through. And I think that is what country is for us. You know, lots of people argue what country is and isn't, but I think that's what it is.
And what's the title of the new album?
My Universe.
And where did that come from?
It's one of the songs on the album. It's the first track on the album, actually. You know, we went on tour with the Little Big Town and the Corrs, and we were playing out to arenas, and, you know, going from the kind of small venues that we started out in, and, you know, that's all we knew at the time, but going to these arenas, all of a sudden you have to have these songs that kind of fill the whole arena. So, you know, that particular song just seemed to us like a really big step on from our last album, but still, you know, kind of retaining, you know, that's very much us within that, those songs as well.
A couple of months ago, you did a gig in London, which was virtually a private gig to do the whole album. I was there, and it was just rammed. It was just so good. People were going crazy.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, that was to launch the album, and it was at this place called One in Bankport, which was quite a cool kind of place. And then suddenly it was filled with all these Shires fans and loads of media as well. And it was awesome. It was great. And it felt really celebratory. And, you know, we got a song called 1,000 Hallelujahs on the album. And, you know, even the media people who are all cool and, you know, don't sing along, were singing along to this song. And Chrissy did Daddy's Little Girl as well. And that just, you know, brought tears to everyone in there. It was really special. And, you know, it's so lucky we get to do that, you know. And it was really rammed. But also on this tour we're doing at the moment, you know, most of the shows are sold out, I think bar two, you know, which is incredible for
and
us.
They're all theatres, and, you know, they're not clubs, they're theatres, and it's really cracking through. So this is going to end up sometime in December. Then obviously you're going to break for Christmas and with the family and everything.
Maybe.
And congratulations on the new baby as well.
Thank you.
And so are you going to be doing a lot of stuff in America now you're signed to Big Machine?
I think there's many meetings to happen yet to find out exactly what's going to happen. But definitely I think we will be going out there in January to write some more songs out there and just kind of, you know, network ourselves, I guess, you know, go out there and maybe do some promo and stuff. But there's no plans set in stone just yet as to what we'll be doing.
Well, I'm sure Scott is going to want to work you like he does all his other acts.
Hi, I'm Chrissy.
And I'm Ben, and we're the Shires.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
I've been foolish, I've been mistaken, and I've been blinded, I've felt my heart breaking. I've seen lonely, I've seen leaving, felt like the only one believing in love. Yeah, I've tried love, and that's why I said
sang a thousand hallelujahs the moment I saw you. I told a million angels I was walking on water. They left heaven open, so I walked through that door and my heart sank. When I saw you, my heart said, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The moment I saw you, my love. I remember how your sweet smile broke into a laugh and how it drove me wild.
Is there a new single lined up?
Well, 1,000 Hallelujahs at the moment here, yes. And I think it's looking like it'll be Daddy's Little Girl with the next one, which I think is a great choice because that song is just, you know, it's connecting with so many people, and it's, again, it's just honest. You know, Chrissy wrote it with some people in Nashville, and it's a really honest, heartfelt song that's just connecting with people. So I think a good choice for the next
one. You're enjoying all this, you know, rushing around from country to country and continent to continent.
Honestly, it's incredible being able to go across seas now. Like, we went out to Australia, and they said, is country music a thing in the UK? And we're like, you need to know what's going on over there right now, because it really is all happening. You know, it's so exciting that people are hearing, you know, about UK country acts and wanting to get us out to different countries to bring our kind of twist on their kind of American genre, I guess.
And it's great listening to national radio because you're getting you, Ward Thomas, lots of other acts, plus all the new American stuff. I mean, it's, you know, it's like every third song's a country song these days.
Yeah, it's crazy. You look at some of the playlists, and like you say, it's amazing. You know, seeing people like Thomas Rhett, you know, on there, who, you know, I think he sold out Shepherd's Bush Empire or played a show there, which is amazing. And it's great that it's having so much exposure. It's just, and it's a really exciting time.
Yeah, it's the amount of American acts that are coming over now. Like, Matthew, one of our friends, a kind of photographer that we know, he said, you know, it used to be that you would go into London for the odd one-off show from a big artist, and now it's, you have to kind of pick who you're going to go and see, because there's so many people coming across the pond to come and perform for us, which I think in 1 week we had like Charlie Walsham, Kenny Rogers, John Paul White, and then Thomas Rhett finishing off the week, and we were like, in 1 week in the UK of all that music, that's just great.
Well, I was in Nashville about the same time you were there, actually. As soon as the awards finished, I flew out 2 days later, so I was actually in Nashville at the same time as you were. But talking to lots of artists there, and we did a we used Dolly Parton to present one of the awards to her publicist Kurt Webster, and you know they're all talking about England now, you know, and they're saying, you know, it's not a dirty word anymore. They all want to come now because they know there's a big audience now. C2C has been very important to that.
Even talking with Kanan, actually, who's on tour with us at the moment, he had no idea what was going on over here, and he was straight away like, I'd love to join you guys on tour. And you know, the fact that we're covering the whole of the UK and Ireland as well, you know, that's, it's great that, you know, he wants to get on board with that. And yeah, it's really cool.
It's great. Well, I know you got to get ready. Have a great show tonight, and we'll look forward to watching it, and good luck, and let's see you at the awards again next year.
Yes,
definitely.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Chrissy.
I'm Ben, and we're the Shyness.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
The smell of old spice, a flat cap on the dash, windows roll down in the wind, white lights flying past, singing along with the radio, a little latitude, hanging on to that steering wheel was the man who hung the moon. Little girl, he always used to tell me, don't grow up too fast. Love will come, love will go, your first won't be your last. I didn't always listen when he gave me advice. No, I hate to admit it, but that man was always right. He used to wrap my hands around his little finger. Turns out he was wrapped around mine. He said you can be anything you want to in this great big world, but I'm always gonna be daddy's little girl. Daddy's little girl.